Well, Margaret Mills is back with me this afternoon. And Margaret, I believe today you're going to be looking at a medical pioneer. Who's this?
Indeed. This is a gentleman called Benjamin Pugh, or Dr. Benjamin Pugh, to give him his full title.
Mm-hmm.
18th century gentleman, born, we believe, about 1715, died in 1798. In his field, he was able to develop inoculations.
Mm-hmm.
He was also able to study midwifery in great depth, and he's credited with being the doctor who changed the perception of midwifery from being an all-female occupation to involving men as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did an enormous amount of good in and around Chelmsford, where he lived. His house has a blue plaque on it commemorating him. It's in the High Street at Chelmsford. It is now the Royal Bank of Scotland. Quite fitting, really, because he was a wealthy man,
mm-hmm.
owned a lot of land and property, and the house that he occupied in High Street, Chelmsford, is said to have been one of the finest, if not the finest house in the area. He wrote books on medical matters. He also gave lectures on medical matters. He was a very, very interesting man, and is also credited with giving advice on the sighting of Chelmsford Prison.
Well, well, well. Fine. Thank you very much indeed for that.
Thank you very much.
And where are you off to next week? You're staying in Chelmsford?
No, we're going to Harlow,
mm-hmm.
to Harlow Tye, to be precise. And we're going to have a look at the Essex Reformatory School for Bad Boys.
Goodness me. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.